Warning, the podcast you're about to hear has a unique conservative perspective and may be politically incorrect, containing some controversy in its message. This episode may speak out against liberalism, socialism, the dark state, and religious organizations. It is possible that evil in politics, education, law, society, and religion will be discussed and exposed. However, we believe this podcast adds truth and value to a mature, disenfranchised audience who may be tired of apostate religions and wicked world systems. Listeners who are easily offended, overly sensitive, or have progressive leanings sympathetic to the topics we expose should be forewarned not to listen any further. We thank both those who choose to listen as well as those who choose not to listen. You've been warned. And now, let us get on with the show.
Okay, Ms. Kapow.
Hello, Brother Kapow. Today's date is May 17th, 2019, and this is Freedom Friday.
Freedom Friday hour. You know, last week was so dark that the subject matter, it was horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, it's always dark and satanic and stuff, but, you know, last week, a lot about children.
I know. I don't like those.
No.
Those and animals. Mm-mm.
I know. So this week... we're not going to talk about the children stuff. Just some other stuff. Basically, some warnings, our opinions on things, and some warnings. Just to read some articles and go, yeah, you know, think about this. And then, of course, you know, the typical demonic takeover out there. I'm so sick of demons, Ms. Kapow. How about you?
Oh, me too. Me too, me too, me too.
Jeez, they're everywhere, aren't they? And they're subtle, are they not?
They are. Well, that's what makes them so deceptive.
Yeah. Sheesh. You think you're, you're a Christian and you're following God, doing everything, you know, you think is right and everything, and then, boy, they'll come in there and just deceive you so subtly.
Yeah.
You know, before you know it, you're in this demonic trap and. You know, you got to try to unravel everything.
Mm-hmm. And it's only by the power of the Holy Spirit that you even know that you're sinking.
I know. That's it. I mean, you could not figure it out on your own because you have no idea. Because you think everything around you is like natural, you know,
mm-hmm.
like it's a natural reason why you feel that way. Or, you know, you naturally have allergies or you're naturally sick or, you know.
That's right.
You still don't even catch it. All right, let's go to Malay Mail. I know, it's a new one. Not Daily Mail, Malay Mail.
Huh.
I think it's from Malaysia. It is from Malaysia.
Well, there you have it.
There you have it, Malay Mail. And the reason why I'm going to talk about this one is because we have to look beyond the story, see who's behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you who's behind it, that evildoer, Bill Gates.
Yeah.
You know, if he's behind anything, the Bill Gates Foundation.
It's
and they're,
no bueno.
Yes, no bueno. These guys are Satanists. And then celebrities. Any celebrity is backing something,
no
you
got to bueno.
Go the other way.
Yep.
So there's a reason why they're pushing this.
Mm-hmm.
And so stay away from this. This is, it's called fake meat.
Doesn't that sound appetizing already?
Yeah. Did you see this picture of these sausages?
Ugh.
They're called sausage dummies.
Nasty.
And they're pictured at the International Meat Industry Fair in Frankfurt, West Germany. And there's like, they're white. They're just like white. It's gross.
It's nasty.
Anyway. So the article says that... It starts off this way. Slicing through juicy cuts of pork belly alongside rarer delicacies of ox brain and sheep intestine, young butchers at a Frankfurt trade hall cast a suspicious eye towards the so-called fake meat products on display. But puzzlingly, that's a hard one to say.
Yeah.
For the butchers, the fake meat seems to be popular.
Yeah, and I could see why they're puzzled. Why would you want to eat that?
Yeah, and here you are. I mean, This is like a contest or something that they're involved in. I forget what they're doing over there, but it's a like who's the best butcher type of mm-hmm. thing. So these people have some skills, and they've selected this trade because people like to eat animal flesh. You know,
yeah.
We're carnivorous, and so it is puzzling to think that why is fake meat popular when you have real meat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's odd. And I know why it's popular, because it's pushed. It's magic. It does something to you.
Yeah, it does.
It's just like this extreme vegetarianism
mm-hmm.
or veganism where, I mean, you don't eat anything but plant-based material.
Yeah.
You don't eat any beef. It does. Why do you think the Hindus promote this? Or people in yogic practices and things like that.
Exactly.
Because it affects your brain. It mm-hmm. affects your spiritual. I think it affects your ability to withstand the demons
mm-hmm.
to a great degree.
Yeah, it opens you up for sure.
Yeah. But it's touted everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Really stupid. You want to, you know, like weight loss and all that stuff. I gained more weight when I tried to eat plant-based foods that I did when I just ate meat.
Yeah.
You know, years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Because you, you substitute the carbs.
Right.
You're eating way too many carbs. You know, you cannot get the protein you need from.
No, and the vitamin B12, which is really important.
Yeah.
You don't have that in plant-based foods.
So it's just not good. But anyway, this one guy says, as a butcher, it just can't be that we have to get into plastic.
Mm.
And this guy's an 18-year-old French butcher, and he was referring to the synthetic burgers. Oh, sausages and nuggets at the meat industry convention.
Yeah, but if you eat those synthetic burgers, you know, like the veggie burgers and stuff, they don't taste right.
No, because they can't. Well, here's the thing. If these companies, these corporations want to push the fake stuff on you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even, you know, plant-based, why do they got to try to make it look like meat then? Yeah. Why is it so deceptive? Why can't you just have, hey, this is a soy burger and it tastes just like that without it having to try to look like a grilled hamburger?
Mm-hmm. I mean, now, remember when I went to Loma Linda, which is a SDA college, university,
mm-hmm.
and they're supposed to be vegetarian. Well, they have a market on campus where they have fake meat. And I tell you, it doesn't look good.
It's gross.
And then remember, I was supposed to do that assignment where we had veggie Thanksgiving,
yep.
where the turkey meat was vegetarian. It was nasty.
Yeah, it was a soy.
Yeah, it was a soy-based.
Tofurkey.
And it was gross.
Out of tofu. It was horrible. But, you know, they tried to make it look like a little turkey, but it was tofu.
Mm-hmm. And they're like, ooh, this is so delicious. I'm like, oh, I don't think so.
Just gross. You know, and that's right around the time we tried the
vegetarianism.
Vegetarianism, yeah. What we tried. Yeah, and I put on more weight than ever because.
Oh, we didn't feel good.
Oh, I didn't feel, felt weak. Horrible, horrible stuff. So anyway, he says the concept that animals are meat and plants are not never used to be challenged. And I think that's a great statement.
Mm-hmm.
Animals are meat and plants are not meat. That never used to be an issue. It's kind of like male was male and female was female. You had the two genders. It was never challenged.
And now it is.
Now it is. And increasingly, plant-based protein products are trying to muscle in on the meat market.
Mm-hmm.
Soy, peas, beans, they're all synthetic, and they're manufactured without using any animals. So this one particular 18-year-old butcher, he placed second in the Young Butchers competition. He feels that these phony, fake meat products undermine the essence of the profession.
Sure.
And I agree. And he says it's impossible to even work with synthetic meat.
Sure.
Because it's not meat.
Exactly.
It's like building a house out of cardboard,
mm-hmm.
and you're a carpenter. You can't, you know, build your wood structure with cardboard.
Mm-mm.
This other guy, he's 20 years old. He's another elite butcher. He says, as a butcher, I'm for real meat. I think a lot of people would see it the same way. I'm sorry, it's a female said this. Non-real meat products have been making headlines lately, backed by investors. And here's where I want to go with the story. I guess here's what we need to know. Because these products are backed by investors with an appetite for supplying plant-based burgers and sausages to the trendy, diet-conscious masses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you do any kind of research, any kind of at all, you realize meat does not make you fat. Fat and meat doesn't make you fat. In fact, you need that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the keto diet's all about, or the, you know, what do they call it? Not the caveman diet, but the, you know, the one that's kind of like keto. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, you're eating meat. You're eating fats and meat and less carbs, mm-hmm. especially processed carbs. And you will lose weight. You know, anybody who does the keto thing will tell you it works. It's the processed foods that make you fat. You know, it's the processed foods that get you fat. But there's investors that want to supply this to the masses because they think, well, it's trendy, diet-conscious masses. Well, those people are ignorant because they haven't done their homework and they're going to get sick and it's not real food. And if they're diet-conscious, why in the heck are they trying to make it look like sausage and hamburgers in the first place? Well, mm-hmm. they just eat the plant-based food.
Right.
To me, it just smacks of deception.
It is. It is deception.
Now, here's the point. The celebrity-backed vegan burger startup Beyond Meat.
Yeah, that's what it's called, Beyond Meat.
It's called Beyond Meat. In fact, the Del Taco up the street from our house has a sign called Beyond Tacos or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Try our Beyond Tacos. So that's what that is. It's not meat. But what gets me is it says celebrity-backed. Why? Well, I mean, why the celebrities don't back the egg industry, right? Or the dairy mm-hmm. industry. Why are they backing this? That raises a red flag?
Yep.
For example, Beyond Meat made a sizzling Wall Street debut on May 3rd when it more than doubled its share price. Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
And now listen to some of the people who back it up. Hollywood superstar Leonardo DiCaprio
mm-hmm.
and Microsoft founder Bill Gates.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. The firm, Beyond Meat, and its competitors, other ones, aim to turn plant-based foods mainstream and capture a huge potential market. Mainstream.
Money, money, money.
Yeah. Let's see. It says whether meat substitutes will ever be able to 100% replicate the taste, color, smell, and texture of a freshly chopped up, slaughtered animal is debatable. It never would because nope. plants are plants and flesh are flesh.
Mm-hmm.
But some of these young butchers said the growing popularity in this fake meat is going to inevitably have a transformative effect on their trade. And I agree. He says it's just shifting with the world and working with it rather than against it, one guy said. But trade skills are what sets butchers apart from supermarkets. Hmm. And, you know, treated differently. So anyway, it says it makes you think about how you can use meat and how you can change it, how you can use more vegetables. But, you know, vegetables used to be considered a side dish at best for mm-hmm. carnivore connoisseurs. But increasingly, health-conscious societies where governments warn about the dangers of consuming too much red meat, plant-based products are widening its appeal. See, that's all lies.
Yeah.
It's all lies. They want people weak in the brain, in the spirit.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to control them that way.
It is. It is. And so then they, you know, of course they use the environmental nonsense, you know.
DiCaprio is all about, the environment.
Yeah, he's got to save the environment, you know, and I'm killing the planet, you know, by every cow I eat. You know, it's killing the planet. So you just got to know this story is more of a warning, you know, for you to think about where this is coming from. whether you're a meat eater or not, it doesn't matter. But the deceptive phony meat that's being pushed does matter.
Mm-hmm. And then you got to question what exactly is in these products.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Soylent Green.
Yeah. Exactly. You really don't know what's in it. It's lab made. I don't know if I told people the story about the grapes.
Yeah, you did.
I did.
You did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lab made grapes, but they said they're just hybrid, but they're in the grapes, and they're the weirdest looking sausage things. It's just strange.
Yeah. But you know, the foods that made in labs and stuff like that, you know, you question, right? Well, in this article here, towards the right, there's a question. And it says, would you eat cheese cultivated from celebrities' armpit bacteria?
Whoa!
See? You don't know what's in this fake food. So it's an actual question.
Would
it's
you
actual...
eat cheese called armpit bacteria? Yeah. Oh, God. You know what? What a sick...
And we like cheese.
Yeah, I like cheese from animals. Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, that's something else to think about.
Yeah. Well, here's the other thing with this phony meat. The growing number of people turning to plant-based meat alternatives, including vegans, who shun all animal products. And then there's a new one called flexitarians. You ever heard of that one?
No, that's got to be a new one.
A flexitarian is someone who advocates moderate consumption of meat.
Oh, for the love of pizza.
We should just call those a balanced diet, but forget that. One side of their expanding popularity. Now, check this out. Silicon Valley. Silicon Valley Company, Impossible. That's the name of the company. Has linked up with Burger King to offer a plant-based version of its signature Whopper. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that just irritate you? If you go there and you wanted a Whopper and you get a soy burger.
Yeah, a plastic burger.
Yeah. But see, they're involved with Silicon Valley, Microsoft, celebrities. It just smacks of demonic deception. There's something behind all of this. Also, the company Nestle.
Mm. Yeah, they're always doing stuff like that.
Yep.
Always.
Yeah. There's vegetarian sausages. They're not sausages, the young butchers say. Of course they're not.
No, you look at the picture above.
They're gross.
They're nasty looking. Gross. Gross.
So anyway, I'm not trying to tell anybody what to eat or what not to eat. But you have to be aware of like what's behind these pushes.
Yeah.
You know, because these people, they're not in your best interest.
Mm-mm.
You know, it's not for your own health, your best, you know, interest. Okay. You don't have.
How many of you remember the story contained in the book of Acts, chapter 19, where there were seven sons of Sceva, and they were trying to cast out a demon because they saw the apostle Paul doing great miracles through God. So they tried to do the same thing. So they go up to this guy who's demon possessed and they say, "We adjure you by this Jesus whom Paul preaches to come out." Yeah. And guess what the evil spirit did? The evil spirit answered them and said to them, "Hey, I recognize Jesus and I know about Paul, but who are you?" And guess what? The man that had the demons jumped on him, beat the heck out of him, subdued him, overpowered him, and they literally fled out of the house naked and wounded. Wow. Guess why? Guess why? Because they did not go to Amazon.com and buy Demons in My Marriage Bed, a true story of spiritual warfare. The book is not about you being married or single. The book is about dealing with demonic forces, and you need to know how to do that today more than you ever have for your own life and for those around you. The book is a training manual, and there's training in there that will teach you how not to be the sons of Sceva and get beat up by demons. It will give you the tools for you to be recognized by them, because they'll know that you're exercising the authority that is given to you through Christ. You need to get this book.
This is from Newsweek. So let's talk about some demonic behavior here. And so last week I talked about all these children. So here's an old guy. And the thing is because demons aren't, you know, they're not a respecter of age.
Nope.
So he's 73 years old. So by all intents and purposes, this is an elderly man, 73 years old from Florida. Now he shot his wife in the face because she was disrespectful to him. Yeah. That crazy?
Shimini.
Yeah. Elderly Florida man is facing a premeditated murder charge. He confessed to fatally shooting his wife because she used a disrespectful tone.
Well, I'll show her.
Yeah. Don't talk to me that way. Broward County, cops went to his house. He's 73 years old. They said his partner, Marissa Sherman, was 47, quite a bit younger than him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Huh. Shot her in the face one or two times with a 38 caliber revolver as she sat on the living room couch. And then he returned the firearm to the bedroom closet before going to a neighbor's house, and he confessed.
She crazy.
Please. Yeah, she shot in her face and took the gun and put it away. He told the deputies that the incident was sparked by an argument about a former coworker. And he said his wife was being disrespectful, would not listen to him. And he did not like the way that she was talking to him. Hmm. So he just shot her in the face a couple of times. He's done with it. Of course, he was taken to jail and blah, blah, blah. Scary. Isn't that weird?
Yeah. It really is, if you think about it.
Totally over the top. Demonic behavior. I mean, these people are possessed now.
Mm-hmm.
They're actually possessed now. So it's not just kids or young people or gang members. It's
like you resolve conflict with this kind of stuff. With murder and, you know, mayhem. Yeah.
They don't see any the consequences at all behind any of this stuff. Unbelievable. Talk about more demons. This is from Vogue. Of course, this isn't a fashion thing. This is a guy. I don't know who this is, Billy Porter. I have no idea who this freak is. But the headline is, "Watch Billy Porter become a glittering sun god for the Met Gala."
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at these pictures of this guy, and he's dripping in gold. And he's carried in, you know, like a god, like an Egyptian, you know, god.
Yeah.
By a bunch of people. But the thing is, what he's wearing, he can lift up his arms and it forms these wings, you know, like these fallen angel wings and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's so upfront and in your face of who's behind all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Who's in charge right now of this matrix?
Yeah.
And the demonic, satanic cult in which we all live. Because that's what this is.
Right.
Our reality is a satanic cult. That's what we live. You actually live and breathe in a satanic cult.
That's right.
And it's all around us.
Yep.
All around us. And those who are ignorant of it, they get caught up in this nonsense. And then, like I always tell Ms. Capel, they're going to die. And I don't mean just die because we all die. I mean the second death.
Mm.
Eternal life. They're all going to die. Because they refuse to see the truth. So this guy, I have no idea who he is. It doesn't matter. But his name is Billy Porter. Apparently, he shut down the red carpet with one of the most fabulous entrances of all time. He was carried in on a litter supported by six shirtless men. And he nodded to ancient Egypt with a custom sun god look, which was inspired by Diana Ross or something.
Mm-hmm.
It was a custom creation by somebody, and it was complete with a bejeweled cat suit, 10-foot angel wings, some jewelry, some shoes, and Vogue had documented everything about Porter as he got ready for the big night.
Wow.
One week before the Gala Volga snuck into the studio where they were making this stuff. And it was there that fashion superstar first tried on those epic wings. Mm. And he goes, get your photos, darlings, before she flies away. And they trimmed up his headpiece, which was dripping with gold chains. See. 24 hours before the Met Gala, he had to rehearse the epic entrance, along with his six men, many of whom are Broadway dancers by day.
Ooh.
The entire ancient Egyptian-inspired crew practiced lifting Porter up and down while marching in unison. He says, I think we're going to have fun for days afterwards talking about it. According to Vogue, he was absolutely right. The day of the gala, Porter kept things quiet ahead of his grand performance while getting his makeup done by somebody. All these people are famous in the in this world, but I have... Thank God I have no idea what they're talking about. Mm. Porter is seen lounging on his hotel bed with Gunter, using Pat McGrath products for a glittery gold look. He says, I'm trying to conserve my energy because I know it's going to be a crazy tonight.
You do that too well.
Well, have you seen this guy? He's gay as a, he's gay as a guy wearing a gold glittered cat suit, right, with angel wings. As Oscar Wilde said, one should beware a work of art, whatever that means, or be a work of art. And when I thought of Billy, I was like, he's both.
Jiminy.
So he goes to the party. He even drove by Lady Gaga, who was walking to the venue.
Oh, yeah. And there's a picture of her, too.
Yeah. And noticing her entourage carrying her long pink train. He quipped, I have some people carrying me too, Lady Gaga. I'll see you there. So anyway, the whole idea of me talking about this is that he's a sun god. And there's no question about it. And they're not trying to hide it. And they're not trying to say, oh, he's something else. He's an Egyptian sun god. And he's dressed that way. He has big angel wings. He's a fallen angel. And he's being carried by six naked men, you know, gave a $2 bill, and it's up front.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the point is that it is so demonic, and we live in such a satanic cult that it's not even hidden in the least bit anymore.
No,
it's not even like hiding in plain sight. There is no hiding.
Mm-mm.
You know. And so if we think as Christians that doesn't affect us in any way, we're sorely
wrong.
You know, because the more you put in your eye gate and ear gate and the more, you know, of the world that you get involved in, the easier it is just to get transformed by this nonsense.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. One last story, Ms. Cabal. It's a short Freedom Friday.
This one's a sad story.
This is out of Las Vegas, which really, folks, is a pit.
Yep.
We live an hour away out of Vegas, and there is nothing in Vegas that's...
Uh-uh.
It's just, they call it Sin City. There's a reason. It is just a pit. People are just pits.
The pit.
So the police there, Las Vegas Metro, released a video. It's on our Facebook page, Fifth Hook Media, if you want to see it. And at first, they were trying to identify who this beast was. But apparently, there was this elderly man. I believe he was 75 years old. And this beast is on the bus. She's a female. Some big, ugly female beast, full of demons, in Las Vegas, on a public bus. And this elderly man... I guess they had a conversation, and he tells her she should be nicer to people. And as he was getting off the bus, it looks like he's on a walker or a, you know, one of those little shopping cart things with wheels. Anyway, he's not like a healthy, robust 75-year-old man.
Mm-mm.
You know, he's an assisted living condition, 75-year-old man. And as he's getting off the bus with the door open, she shoves him right off the bus and he face plants.
I know.
That's and he so dies. Sad. And then she grabs her kid and walks right past him. So they sent this video out to identify this woman, and they finally did, and they arrested this beast, demon-possessed beast. I mean, what I'm telling you is the world around us, these people now are not just being influenced by demons or have thoughts. They're carrying out satanic, demonic actions.
Yeah. Yuck.
They don't care. It's like the other guy that shot his wife in the face, not putting two to two together about the repercussions of that.
Mm-hmm.
They just act on their demonic instinct.
Right.
It's a takeover of the human body. Well, these things aren't even human anymore. That's the problem, because they look human.
Mm-hmm.
If they look like who
that's
they really
the deception,
were.
Right?
Exactly. It's like the fake meat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're eating this fake meat, go, well, it looks like a grilled burger, but it's not.
Mm-mm.
It's fake. If you knew it was fake, if you knew what was in it, you wouldn't eat it. It's these people. If they really look like what they were, we wouldn't tolerate it.
Mm-mm.
You know, it'd be zombie time. We'd be defending ourselves with shotguns and hand grenades and, all, you know, pipe bombs against these zombies. We'd be locking them up, too, enforcing the law. But in Las Vegas, last Tuesday, they released a video of a woman that pushed a 74-year-old man off a bus. Mm. The police were asking witnesses to come forward and describe the murder. Mm. The man hit his head on the sidewalk about 8 feet from the door of the parked bus and died a month later from his injuries.
Mm-mm.
So he was taken home and he died a month later. So now it's murder. Witnesses told detectives that the woman, she's 25 years old, Khadisha Bishop, was yelling profanities on the Las Vegas bus in the late afternoon on March 21st. What a shock.
Mm.
What a shock. Just a beast. Just cussing and acting stupid on a public bus. When this old man, his name was Sergi Fournier, he passed her in the aisle. And he told her to be nicer to the passengers. And so then she pushed him off of the bus with both hands. So as he was getting off the bus, he passed her and says, "You should be nicer to passengers." Because she's an idiot. And so she pushes him. I mean, and I watched this video. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
She pushes this guy hard. He's like on a walker or something. You know what I mean? He's an old man on a walker. And she shoves him. And he face plants on the cement.
So hard that he died a month later.
A month later. So the surveillance video that the police release shows this old guy holding a walker or one of those folding carts. As he approaches the front of the crowded bus, the woman just shoves him out the door with both hands.
Mm-hmm.
Then she walked away without offering help or anything. She just held her son's hand and they passed him on the sidewalk and walked away. So this beast has a kid. Ain't that nice?
Mm-hmm.
Police said Fournier refused medical attention at the scene. But he went to a hospital that night and he died from complications of the blunt force on April 23rd.
Hmm.
And the coroner says his death was a homicide. Well, that's what caused it.
Wow. Sad.
So this Bishop beast is charged with murdering an older person. I guess that's a charge in itself.
Mm.
And she's going to go to court next week. Point is, once again, it's getting worse, is it not?
I think so.
They're all over the place. And, you know, you don't know when one of these demonic zombies are just going to explode around you. They're violent. They're crazy. They're deceptive. They do all kinds of stuff. Mm. You got to really be on your toes. Right?
Yeah. Yep. Be sober-minded is what the Word of God says.
Exactly. So I want to end the show with this. Our good friends from the Seed War Radio, Matt and Shailene Jax, they have a podcast. And you can find it on podbean.com.
Yay.
Yeah, it's called the Seed War Radio. And Matt, apparently, and I didn't know this until recently, is a barbecue expert.
Yay.
This guy, when we were emailing each other about his barbecue, he is passionate about his barbecue. Now, he's not talking about fast grilling. He's not talking about like grilling on a grill, flipping burgers, stuff. He's talking about slow cooking. He calls it low heat, low fire, and slow. Mm. You know, smoked, you know, brisket, beef, sausage, right? None of this fake crap from Cappuccino and Bill Gates. None of this fake crap. We're talking real beef, real meat from real animals that feed your body. Slow and low barbecue. I'm getting hungry just talking about it. And so Matt said, hey, I wanted to start a YouTube channel, and I want to call it the Fourth Man Barbecue. Fourth Man Barbecue. And I want to just do a cooking show, and I want to talk about barbecuing and then, you know, throw some scriptural teaching in there and stuff like that. And, you know, he's got a plan. And so he says, I want to do this. I want to start a show in June called The Fourth Man Barbecue on YouTube. And he says, Paul, would you be so kind as to write the theme song?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, that's like sick 'em to a dog.
That's right.
Of course. Of course I'll write it. You asking me to write a theme song for your show? I'm there. So, he specifically requested a bluesy type of a theme song. So over the course of the month or something, I wrote the song, and it's called, lo and behold, Fourth Man Barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
Go figure. Well, the song is so good. The song turned out so good, if I do dare say.
And it has. I mean, it did.
Yeah.
It's great.
That everybody that hears it gets hungry. They want barbecue. They don't want no mickety mick. They don't want no hot dog on a stick. They don't want no fish, food with gills. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, completed the song. Sent it to Matt. He's putting together the show. But the song came out so good, I said, oh, it's too good just not to be shared with the rest of the world.
Sure.
They've got to know it. So I did, in fact, distribute it digitally under my project name, Mesquite Cafe. Mesquite Cafe. And it will be released for sale. You can buy it for 99 cents on May 27th. That's when the release date is. And it should be at that time on most online digital retailers. I'm talking iTunes, Amazon, you want to stream it on Spotify, whatever you listen to, online digital retailers by the 27th. But you can pre-order the song on iTunes or Amazon or whatever. You can pre-order it as of today.
Mm-hmm.
You can pre-order it. And you say, well, Brother Kapow, Paul, why would I pre-order this song if I never heard it? And I say, well, let me play it for you. So you've hung out this long. I'm going to end this show with Fourth Man Barbecue.
You're going to love it.
You're going to love it. But I'm warning you, you're going to go, now I'm hungry. I want some real beef. Mm-hmm. I don't want Leonardo DiCaprio, Bill Gates crap.
Nope.
I want some food. And I want it low and I want it slow. And if you get in my way, I'm going to hurt you. Yeah. So you got to be careful with the anger issues because you get too hungry, you might get mad. So anyway, I'm going to play it for you. And we are looking forward to the Jack's putting together this barbecue show. Oh, and I want to say one other thing. He created, just for Mesquite Cafe, our own rub. Yeah. We have our own rub, yeah. Our own ingredients. And at some point, maybe I'll share that with you on Facebook or something. Once the song gets going, get the Mesquite Cafe rub. But we have our own rub because, you know, I like savory. I like it savory. All right. So, is that it, Ms. Capel?
I think so.
Okay.
Ciao, so, babies.
Good night.
Y'all getting hungry. I want some barbecue. Highway 94. Bentley's getting angry and starting to roar. Rear view mirror shows a face getting lean. If I don't eat, you see a man get mean. I just want some love, slow barbecue.
My fingers too, gonna tell you all what I'm going.